Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition and the author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines, the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. I read and subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information just for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. How is your sleep? How are your dreams this year, 2024? Together, we will explore a dozen different herbs that affect sleep and dreams. Hypnotics, soporifics, sedatives, and mind-altering plants await us, beckoning, promising repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions interested in their dreams. Get comfortable. Settle down. Close your eyes. Let's begin. Healthy sleep patterns are linked to lower risk of heart rhythm problems. People who report healthy sleep habits are less likely to have heart rhythm disorders. More than 400,000 participants were surveyed about their sleep habits. Healthy sleep patterns were defined as being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, not snoring, and rarely or never having insomnia or daytime drowsiness. Compared with people with the poorest sleep habits, those with the healthiest habits had a 29% lower risk of developing atrial fibrillation and a 35% lower risk of developing bradyarrhythmias. All right. Here's a good way to get an edge on, you know, it just seems so easy to weigh a little more and a little more. But German researchers found that metabolic rate jumped 30% and stayed high for about 40 minutes after volunteers drank cold water. There you go. I've long been a fan of ice-cold beverages, and especially ice-cold infusion. No wonder they help us maintain a healthy weight. Lavender is a plant that we all like, but a 3-year global production glut of the stuff has led to the lowest prices seen in a long time. Just 5 years ago, in 2019, lavender was selling for $145 a pound. This past year, it was going for as low as $13 a pound. So, you know what? Lavender stores very well. I just pulled out a bag of lavender that was 25 years old, and because they're whole blossoms and the bag was sealed in a dark, cool place, they still smelled really good. So now might be a time to stock up on lavender. You've heard me say that pepper is a poison, and many people look at me and say, come on, pepper can't be a poison. Well, the Hershey Company has discovered that it is. They make extremely spicy tortilla chips, and I quote, for the vengeful pleasure of intense heat and pain, authorities began investigating the death of a 14-year-old who ate these chips. In fact, 3 California high school students and 7 Minnesota students required medical care after eating them. Dr. Peter Chai, emergency medicine professor at Brigham and Young Women's Hospital in Boston, said the capsicum in the hot peppers is so irritating that heart injury and fatal dysrhythmias occur when you eat capsicum. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. It is a problem for us. Superagers prioritize sleep. During slumber, your brain clears away things that build up early in the development of Alzheimer's. A 2022 Canadian study found that trouble falling or staying asleep 3 or more nights per week for 3 months boosted the risk for worsening memory in older adults. But don't rely on drugs. Chronic use of prescription sleep drugs boosted the risk for dementia by 48% in a 2021 study of about 4,000 people in their 70s. So if you do have problems sleeping, we've got some plants that might become your ally. I'll be right back with the first of them, the ever-popular chamomile.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Investigation of the effects of oral chamomile on sleep quality in elderly people. This study aims to determine the effects of chamomile, Matricaria chamomilla, extract on sleep quality in elderly people in nursing homes. We had 77 cases. The intervention group received 400 milligrams of oral capsules of chamomile twice daily after lunch and after dinner for 4 weeks. The control group did not receive this intervention. Before the intervention, the mean score of sleep quality, both in the experimental and the control groups, showed no significant difference. After intervention, the mean score of sleep quality was a significant difference between the experimental and control groups. 4 weeks' consumption of chamomile extract was significantly effective in improvement of sleep quality. Zick et al. Also found that 4 weeks' consumption of chamomile extract had the effect of improving sleep disorder symptoms and making the daily performance of patients suffering from sleep disorders much better when compared to placebo. Cho et al. Showed that chamomile and lavender can reduce stress and improve sleep status in intensive care unit patients. These studies are consistent with our understanding that chamomile is a hypnotic herb and that it has the impact in elderly of helping them to sleep. The prevalence of sleep disorder in aged people can be as much as 40%. So finding non-drug treatments is important. In many of the studies, a significant relationship was observed between depression and anxiety and lack of good sleep. Amsterdam et al. Showed that chamomile reduces symptoms of depression and anxiety. In another study by Amsterdam, it was shown that chamomile has a significant effect on improving depression symptoms in patients and provides peace. Chamomile obviously has a calming effect, and it improves sleep and sleep quality, especially in aged people. Gastrointestinal problems are the second order of sleep disturbance in the older population. Langhorst et al. Found that ulcerative colitis treatment with chamomile and coffee was more effective than treatment with medication in reducing gastrointestinal symptoms. In addition, they found that chamomile had a sedative and analgesic effect on the digestive system, eliminating pain. Montgomery, in a systemic review, showed that among non-pharmacological methods, exercise and lowering the light have no significant effect on sleep or sleep quality, but cognitive therapy did effectively improve sleep quality. Dadashpour et al. Showed that exercise in water improves sleep quality in aged people. Yazdani et al. Found that chamomile is effective on abdominal and pelvic pain, depression, and anger. Genevieve and Ebrahimzadeh showed that drinking chamomile tea is effective to relieve menstrual pain and that it causes peace. Mordares, in his study, showed that chamomile can reduce primary dysmenorrhea, menstrual pain, and has great relaxation properties. We conclude that chamomile extract leads to relaxation and consequently sleep quality improvement in patients, also decreasing anxiety and pain. Shinomiya et al. Found that chamomile extract has benzodiazepine-like properties in rats' sleep. Wondering what benzodiazepines are? You know them as Valium, Xanax, Librium, and Ativan. Now you'll have to add a new one to your list, chamomile. And surprise, it doesn't have any of the effects of the drugs. The National Institute of Health, in their overview of chamomile, tells us that chamomile is an analgesic, eliminating pain, an anti-allergenic that it is anti-cancer, anti-hyperglycemic. In other words, it lowers blood sugar. It's anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, and anti-stress. It relieves itching. That's anti-pruritic. And it relieves sunburn, anti-solar. The anti-stress abilities of a chamomile are certainly worth mentioning, but did you know that it's also anti-ulcer? Mm-hmm. I was surprised to find that chamomile is a lousicide, an ovicide, an insect repellent, a caryocidio, which means it's against ticks, and a virucidal agent. You go, chamomile. It has a strong effect on the gastrointestinal tract. It's hepatoprotective. It protects the liver. It's immunomodulatory. It helps the immune system. It inhibits poliovirus replication. It's important in root canals. It prevents osteoporosis. It can treat infant botulism. It treats oral mucositis. It's tonic to the uterus, and it heals wounds. And may I say again, this is a list from the National Institutes of Health. So chamomile, what are we talking about? I'm going to admit here that as a young herbalist 50 years ago, when I started studying chamomile, I got freaked out, because there are two different plants that are called chamomile. There's the Roman chamomile, Chamomillum noble, also Chamomillum vulgaris. It's the one that chamomile lawns are made of. It only grows about 6 inches tall. It forms mats. It's also called Roman chamomile, English chamomile, sweet chamomile, and garden chamomile. And it looks rather more like the wild chamomile that grows around me, which is pineapple weed, Matricaria discoidea. And the Matricaria chamomilla is the other one. That's the German chamomile, which is a perennial with very finely cut leaves. And it has kind of big cones. The matting chamomile is more daisy-like. It has more white petals. But both of them, it turns out, are used about the same. I shouldn't have been so freaked out. The word chamomile is derived from the Greek chamomelion, earth apple, chamai on the ground, and melion, apple. A wonderful derivation. The nomenclature, however, is complicated by the fact that Linnaeus made mistakes in his first edition of Species Planetarum. He did correct them later on, but those mistakes, as we know, continue on. The best-known botanical name for true chamomile is Matricaria recutitia. But Matricaria chamomilla and Chamomilla recutitia are also used. The array of common names goes on and on. Babunig, Babuna, Baboon, German chamomile, Hungarian chamomile, Roman chamomile, English chamomile, Chamomilla, floss chamomile, single chamomile, double chamomile, sweet floss chamomile, pinhead, scented mayweed, and Anthemus nobilis, Corchorus depressus, and Matricaria chamomilla often get confused, especially if you are buying already prepared products. So this is a good one to grow yourself. And then you can harvest your own chamomile and make your own chamomile remedies and know without a doubt exactly what it is you're getting, so you don't need to be confused like I was. Let's look at the German Commission e-reports. German chamomile, Matricaria. The flowers of Matricaria are antiphlogistic, spasmolytic, immunotonic, stomachic, ulcer-protecting, fungicidal, gastrointestinal uses, enteritis, colitis, flatulence, cramping externally, for conditions affecting the skin, for catarrh of the nose and the throat, for problems in the bronchia and the mouth, for any problems on the skin. The chamomileazine and matricine, apigenin, and to a lesser extent other flavonoids in chamomile, have musculotropic, spasmolytic activity. What does that mean in plain language? It means it stops muscle spasms anywhere in your body. The spiroethers, especially bisabolol, are among the antibacterial and fungicidal components that act to detoxify bacterial toxins. I was talking about that to someone the other day and saying that often it's not the bacteria really that makes you sick, but the stuff the bacteria produce that makes you sick, and bam, chamomile goes right to work there. Chamomile flowers have a local anti-inflammatory effect when topically applied. Allergic skin reactions have been described, but in a very few rare cases. The warning in the standard license that infusions of chamomile should not be used near the eyes doesn't have anything to do with chamomile in the eyes. It's that we don't want any plant material in your eyes. Usually what people use are chamomile tea bags. We'll get to that a little bit later. Boiling water is poured over a small amount of chamomile flowers. It is steeped for no more than 10 minutes, strained off, and used several times a day. And we see that there are no contraindications, no known side effects, and no known interactions with any drugs. In Germany, Matricaria is used alone or in combination in more than 90 licensed prepared remedies. The annual consumption of Matricaria chamomile in Germany is about 4,000 tons. It is used mostly to alleviate inflammation. In Commission E, when we look at Chamomilla Romani floss, the flowers of Roman chamomile, basically what they have to say is just consider it like the other one, the same as genuine chamomile. It's a great bitter tonic. Overall picture of activity between the two plants is just about the same. How wonderful that we have an ally in chamomile for sleep and a lot of other things, too. I'll be back to share those with you.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Thousands and thousands of studies have been done on chamomile from Pharmacognosy Review. Here is an overview of chamomile. Matricaria chamomilla is a star among medicinal species. Its multi-therapeutic, cosmetic, and nutritional values have been established through years of both traditional and scientific use and research. Do be aware that plants available on the market many times are adulterated or have been substituted by close relatives and are not true chamomile. Matricaria chamomilla belongs to a major group of cultivated medicinal plants, the Asteraceae, or the Aster family. It contains a large group of therapeutically interesting and active compound classes, including sesquiterpenes, flavonoids, coumarins, and polyacetylenes. 11 bioactive phenolic compounds have been found in chamomile. More than 120 active chemical constituents have been identified so far in chamomile flowers, including 28 terpenoids and 36 flavonoids. The terpenoids are especially antimicrobial, fungistatic, and antiseptic. Chamomile was, in fact, found to have effective anti-leishmaniacal activity. Leishmaniosis is a disease, nasty disease in Africa. Chamomile. Who would have guessed that sweet chamomile can be so strong? Chamomile is grown in Germany, Hungary, France, Russia, Yugoslavia, Brazil, the Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jammu and Kashmir, North Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Australia, and New Zealand. Hungary is the main producer because chamomile grows abundantly in its poor soils. The ancient Egyptians, the ancient Greeks, and the ancient Romans all wrote about and used chamomile. The ancient Anglo-Saxons said that it was one of the 9 most sacred herbs given to humans. Chamomile is included in the pharmacopoeia of 26 countries. It is an ingredient in virtually every traditional medicine, finding use to offset flatulence, colic, hysteria, and intermittent fevers, mainly as an anti-inflammatory, but also as an antiseptic and antispasmodic, for disturbances to the stomach associated with pain, for sluggish digestion, diarrhea, and nausea, for inflammation of the urinary tract, painful menstruation applied to wounds that are slow to heal, to end skin eruptions, to deal with infections, to help shingles and boils, also for an inflammation of the mouth, the throat, and the eyes. Matricaria chamomilla exercises a marked stimulatory action on the secretory functions of the liver, improving food digestion. It is anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, carminative, healing, sedative, and antispasmodic. However, Matricaria chamomilla shows both positive and negative bactericidal activity when dealing with tuberculosis, salmonella, and Staphylococcus aureus. True chamomile is an annual plant with spindle-shaped roots and is often confused with plants in the genus Anthemis, especially on the market. Partly because harvesting is extremely labor-intensive in chamomile cultivation, and in fact accounts for the major portion of the cost of production. The peak flowering season is just 3 to 6 weeks, but the flowering is so profuse that it takes 40 people per half acre to pick the flowers, and that plants have flowers on all stages, buds, semi-open buds, flowers just opening, flowers past, it's just the flowers right at the full bloom that give the best quality, so care has to be taken to see that it's just that. In fact, for medicinal use chamomile, we want only the flower. For other uses like cosmetics or brewing beer, we can use the whole plant. But for medicine, we just want the flowers. If you do grow your own chamomile and harvest your own flowers, store them in the freezer. Dried chamomile flowers are favorite habitat for insect larvae and certain very tiny little beetles, which will be very happy to eat the chamomile that you harvested. Don't let it happen. All parts of the plant do contain essential oil, but the flowers have the most. And how much? That depended on the growth stage when the flower was picked, and even the picking time during the day. Here is a report from MLM, chamomile, an herbal medicine of the past with a bright future. Chamomile is one of the most ancient medicinal herbs known to mankind. The dried flowers contain many terpenoids and flavonoids. They are commonly used for human ailments, including fevers, inflammation, muscle spasms, menstrual disorders, insomnia, ulcers, wounds, gastrointestinal disorders, rheumatic pain, and hemorrhoids. In the form of herbal tea, more than 1 million cups of chamomile tea are consumed per day on planet Earth. It is one of the oldest and most widely used and well-documented medicinal plants in the world. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, mild astringent, used to treat wounds, ulcers, eczema, gout, skin irritation, bruises, burns, canker sores, neuralgia, sciatica, rheumatic pain, hemorrhoids, mastitis, diaper rash, cracked nipples, chicken pox, ear and eye infections, disorders of the eyes, blocked tear ducts, conjunctivitis, nasal inflammations, poison ivy, infections of the skin, infections of the mouth, the gums, the tongue, infections of the respiratory tract, a mild sedative to calm nerves, reduce anxiety, treat hysteria, end nightmares, insomnia, and other sleep problems.
Take
a correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
The scientific evaluation of chamomile. Anti-inflammatory properties. Chamomile flavonoids penetrate below the skin surface and into the deeper skin layers to inhibit prostaglandin release. That means it's really anti-inflammatory, not just at the surface, but deep in the body. Anti-cancer activity. Studies on preclinical models of skin, prostate, breast, and ovarian cancer show promising growth inhibitory effects. Chamomile-induced apoptosis in cancer cells, that means cell death, but not in normal cells. All right, chamomile. How about the common cold? Yeah, inhaling the steam from a cup of chamomile tea is helpful to relieve the symptoms of common colds. Cardiovascular conditions, regular use of any plant containing flavonoids reduces the risk of death from coronary heart disease. A study on 12 patients with cardiac disease who were given cups of chamomile tea exhibited a small but significant increase in their brachial artery pressure. And 10 of the 12 patients fell into a deep sleep lasting at least an hour and a half shortly after drinking the chamomile to see what would happen during their heart procedures. So, of course, this particular study couldn't prove that chamomile did, in fact, induce a sleep because they weren't looking to do that, but we could certainly see that that was a side effect there. How about colic and diarrhea? A combination of chamomile and apple pectin, so you'd be drinking a cup of chamomile tea and eating some applesauce, shortens the course of diarrhea in children. A combination tea of German chamomile, vervain, licorice, fennel, and mint was found to eliminate colic in 57% of the infants, whereas the placebo reduced it in 26% of the infants. Diarrhea ended in 85% of the children treated with chamomile and applesauce, and the placebo group, only about 55% of them got better. How about eczema? Wow, topical application of chamomile was found to be about 60% as effective as hydrocortisone cream. All right. And there are certain types of chamomile that you can grow that have more of the active oils and are more effective at getting rid of eczema, acne, and even discomfort on the skin. So if you're going to grow chamomile, and it grows really well in a pot, it doesn't need really deep soil. And remember, where they grow the most of it is because they have poor enough soil for it, so don't worry about that. They even found that the essential oils increased if the plants weren't fertilized. one particular variant, Camillosan, showed superiority over 0.5% hydrocortisone cream. All right. Gastrointestinal conditions, chamomile is especially helpful in dispelling gas, soothing the stomach, and relaxing the muscles that move food through the intestines. All right. A mix of chamomile, lemon balm, caraway, peppermint, licorice, angelica, milk, thistle, and grater celandine. Very European. We generally don't use grater celandine in teas in the United States. Prevented the development of gastric ulcers in people who had had them before. Wow, it also reduced acid output, increased mucin secretion, and increased prostaglandin E release, and decreased leukotrienes. Chamomile lowers gastric acidity as effectively as commercial antacids, but is more effective than they are in inhibiting secondary hyperacidity. You go chamomile. How about for hemorrhoids? Yes, sitz bath of Roman. Chamomile reduces those hemorrhoids. What else? Chamomile tea might boost the immune system and help fight the infections, especially colds. 14 volunteers who each drank 5 cups of chamomile tea daily for 2 consecutive weeks found that there was a significant increase in their urinary levels of heparate and glycine, which are associated with a better working immune system. Chamomile has relieved hypertensive systems and was able to reduce blood pressure. Okay. How about osteoporosis? Chamomile extract was shown to stimulate osteoblastic cell differentiation and to build better bones. So enjoy that chamomile tea. Sleep aid? Traditionally, chamomile preparations such as tea and essential oils have been used to treat insomnia. Chamomile is widely regarded as a mild tranquilizer in sleep. Inducer. Sedative effects may be due to the flavonoids, especially apigenin. They do affect the benzodiazepine receptors in the brain. In addition to all those uses, chamomile is very well known for being a good friend to the eyes. Herbal tea bags reduce inflammation, puffiness, and irritation. Take those tea bags, pour some boiling water over them, let them steep until they're cool, then squeeze them out and put them on your eyes. You can use chamomile tea bags, lavender tea bags, eyebright tea bags, calendula tea bags, or even green tea bags to get rid of swollen eyes, to treat conjunctivitis. And if you do have conjunctivitis, squeeze a little of the chamomile right into your eye. Yeah, if you have dark circles under your eyes, chamomile tea bag treatment will really help. It can get rid of the sty, and when I've had a sty, I've used the chamomile tea bag warm to treat red eyes. Nothing better than chamomile. For dry eyes, lavender or eyebright. Have inflammation caused by rosacea around your eyes, nose, and cheeks? Chamomile is there. Oops, did you walk into a door and get a black eye? Chamomile will be your friend. The pharmacological activity of an eye drop containing Matricaria chamomilla and Euphrasia officinalis from the Journal of Photochemistry and Photobiology. We wanted to investigate the potential protective effects of an eye drop containing Matricaria chamomilla and Eyebright Euphrasia officinalis. The eye drops were able to protect corneal corneal epithelial cells from ultraviolet B-induced cell death to ameliorate wound healing. They showed a strong antioxidant activity, decreased ROS levels, and lipid oxidative damage. Chamomile, our friend.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
This year, we're looking at herbs that can help us sleep and herbs that can help us dream. So maybe we want to investigate sleep itself as well. The Science of Sleep from Johns Hopkins University website. Sleep accounts for a quarter to one-third of the hours of your life. But what exactly is going on when you sleep? Throughout your time asleep, your brain cycles repeatedly through two different types of sleep. Rapid eye movement, which is REM sleep, and non-REM sleep. Non-REM sleep has 4 stages. The first one is between being awake and being asleep. The second one is light sleep. During this time, heart rate and breathing slow down and the body temperature drops. And the third and fourth stages are deep and deeper sleep. After non-REM sleep, you cycle into REM sleep. That is where the eyes are moving rapidly behind your closed lids and your brain waves are similar to those that you would have if you were awake. Your breath rate increases and your body becomes temporarily paralyzed as you dream. And this cycle repeats itself. Non-REM sleep, first, second, third, and fourth stages, and then REM sleep. But with each cycle, you spend less time in stage 3 and 4 of non-REM sleep and more time in REM sleep. On a typical night, you'll probably go through the whole cycle 4 or 5 times. We used to think that REM sleep was the most important, and that's where we learned, and that's where memory happened, but newer data suggests it's the non-REM sleep where these tasks and that non-REM sleep is the most restful and restorative phase of sleep. Your body has built-in sleep controls. Circadian rhythms are controlled by a biological clock that you have in your brain. And one way that this clock helps regulate you is by light cues. It ramps up production of the hormone melatonin when it's dark, and it switches off melatonin production when there's light. People who are totally blind often have trouble sleeping because they are unable to detect or respond to light cues. You probably saw it a couple of weeks ago, saw about the men who were digging a tunnel that collapsed on them, and they were able to stay alive for the 2 weeks it took the rescuers to dig through to them. And they said that one of the hardest things was that they were in the total dark, and so they could not go to sleep. None of them could go to sleep because they were in the dark. Sleep drive also plays a role. It's not just circadian rhythms. Your body craves sleep, much like it craves food. Throughout the day, your desire for sleep builds. And when it reaches a certain point, you sleep. That's a big difference between sleep and hunger. Your body can't force you to eat when you're hungry. But when you're tired, your body puts you to sleep. Even if you're in a meeting or behind the wheel of a car, when you're exhausted, your body can even engage in micro-sleep episodes of 1 or 2 seconds while your eyes stay open. But don't nap, because napping, especially for more than 30 minutes, will throw off your night's sleep by decreasing your body's sleep drive. A healthy amount of sleep is vital for brain plasticity, or the brain's ability to adapt to input and to remember things. If we sleep too little, we are unable to process what we're learning during the day, and then we feel like we can't remember things. Sleep does promote the removal of waste products from the brain. It does occur a little less efficiently when the brain is awake, but it does go on all the time. Sleep does play a critical role in metabolism. Even one night of missed sleep can create a pre-diabetic state in an otherwise healthy person. When people don't get enough sleep, their risk of health problems rises. Symptoms of depression, seizures, high blood pressure, and migraines all get worse if you already have those problems. Immunity is compromised by lack of sleep. It increases the likelihood of illness and infection. Sleep is a critical period during which the brain is engaged in a number of activities necessary to life, activities which are actually quite strongly linked to your quality of life, says Johns Hopkins sleep expert and neurologist Mark Wu, Ph.D. The Cleveland Clinic website is happy to tell us about sleep disorders. Sleep disorders are conditions that affect our ability to get the rest that our body needs and to maintain wakefulness. There are over 80 sleep disorders that impact how well you sleep, that's the quality of your sleep, when you fall asleep and how long you stay asleep, that's the timing of your sleep, and how much sleep and wakefulness you get, the quantity or duration of your sleep. Everyone can experience problems with sleep from time to time. You only have a sleep disorder if you regularly have trouble sleeping. If you feel tired during the day, even though you slept for at least 7 hours the night before, or if it becomes difficult to perform regular daytime activities. The most common sleep disorders are insomnia, difficulty falling and staying asleep, sleep-related breathing disorders, including sleep apnea, central disorders of hypersomnolence. You sleep well, but you can't quite ever wake up. circadian rhythm sleep disorders, your internal clock makes it difficult to fall asleep. Parasomnias, physical actions or verbal expressions that happen during sleep, and sleep-related movement disorders. Well, that's just part of the list. We'll keep exploring sleep and plants that can affect our sleep and our dreams. That wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net, the first one of the new year. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and to the Wise Woman Way of Healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, wishing you dream blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Woman. The spirit of the plants has come to me in the form